Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes. My mom's 83 years old, and we're trying to get her a COVID shot.
Okay. Are you looking to pre-register for the vaccine shot?
Yes, this would be her first one.
Okay, we have a number that you can actually call to pre-register. Would you like that phone number?
Ma'am, I have done the pre-registration, and they said somebody was going to call us, and no one has ever reached back out to us.
Yes, ma'am. Someone would give you a call automatically. They're just a pre-register line, so the only thing they do is fax your form to the health department, but the health department are the ones who have to give you a call back to schedule you.
Okay, what's the telephone number for the pre
for the pre-registered vaccine line?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Are you asking for the health department's number or you're asking for the vaccine hotline number?
Jeez.
What are you
telling me that we need to do? We need to find out when is the next possible, the earliest possible vaccination.
Yes, ma'am.
Register.
You have to contact the health department. Would you like their number?
Is that what we need to do to register?
You pre-register with the vaccine hotline. If you've already pre-registered, then you can't pre-register again because as many times as you register, it'll put you off the list. So you only thing you're waiting on, if you've already pre-registered, then you're just waiting on a call from the health department to get scheduled.
Correct. Okay, so we got your number off of the news, the Channel 8 news, and it said March 22nd that you were going to be offering the vaccines. Do you know where they're going to be offering on March 22nd?
No, they haven't given us that information just yet.
Okay, but if you're, let me ask you what's the pre-registration number, because I want to see if it's the same number that I have.
It's
855-566-5333.
That's correct.
Yep, I pre-registered 4 days ago, and no one has called us back.
Well, it takes more than 4 days, ma'am. It takes about a week or two to get a call back.
And then when they call us back, they're going to schedule only for the county health department?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we know they don't have anything until June.
Or they can send you somewhere closer if the health department doesn't have anything available.
They have nothing. We already talked to the health department. They say June 3rd. So, you know, she's 83. She should be a priority. Can you tell me anywhere else we could go? This is only March.
No, this line is only for testing sites, so we wouldn't know exactly where else she could go. Only places we know is the county health departments, of course.
So how many county health departments are there?
It's every county health department in Alabama.
Okay, if my mom is willing to, she's already pre-registered. If she's willing to go to Montgomery, I mean, how can we find out if Montgomery has availability? I went on the government website, and it said, I checked over 32 counties, and they said nothing was available. The only county of all of Alabama that had anything available was Mobile.
Yeah, this we only have one. I mean, every county in Alabama, they have a health department. So the health departments are usually the people who actually give the vaccine. But like I said, this line is this. We're only testing site. We're just a testing site line. So only thing that we can recommend you doing, you can contact the pre-register line, but they only pre-register you. It's up to the health department to get a call to give you a call back to schedule you.
Okay, so basically, if what you're saying is we've done everything we could do. There's nothing else we can do.
Right. You're just waiting on a call from the health department.
Correct. But how can we find out the information about March 22nd that they're advertising on the news, on Channel 8 News?
You can go to our website, which is adph.org.
Can you say that again?
Okay.
A?
Yes, it's A, D.
A for Apple, D for Delta.
adph.org.
P-H.
Okay, and what's on that site?
All of the information that you need to know about the vaccination.
Okay, I'll go on the site. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public